Hey, what does it sound like with this this muffin on the mic?
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 Rock Pod listeners, Mr. B here, Rolling Off Track Podcast. Welcome, thank you for joining us. It's myself, Mr. B, and you can find, you can find me at ROTPOD on Twitter, and just search for ROTPOD on Facebook and Google+. That's where you find me, and you can just search the internet for Rolling Off Track Podcast, and you can find everything at RollingOffTrackPodcast.com. And studios, the Rock Pod Studios tonight with me, as always, Mr. DJ, DJ Problems. How's it going, buddy?
What's up, Mr. B? How's it going?
It's going good, man. Going good. It's been over a week now.
Dude, it's been quite a minute, right, since we did a podcast.
Yeah. Just, I guess kind of busy and kind of tired, I guess.
Yeah, just been on the crazy tip, right?
Yeah.
Crazy train right now.
Crazy train. Yes, sir. Yeah, so, it feels like a long time, and it does, because it's been over a week since number 53 to number 54.
Number 54, buddy, we're almost there to 100. We're starting to get to 60, right? We only got 40 more.
Yep.
if we could knock them out, man, we could definitely get to 150, man, by the end of the year.
Yep. Yeah, and, number 54, Mr. DJ.
Yes, sir, man. We've been trying to link up for a minute, man. I just thinking about that. It's like, damn, we've been trying to do this. And it's like, oh, man, I fell asleep or, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Monday. And, tonight's Wednesday. Wednesday, March the 5th. So if listeners are wanting to know, it's the evening of the 5th and the 3rd and the 4th. We kind of lost track of time and just, we didn't get to do the podcast Monday or Tuesday. So right now we're doing it right now, buddy.
Did we do it Saturday?
No, like we didn't do it Saturday. Play? Nope.
No, we didn't either, huh?
No, just the last Monday, February something.
Shit, man, so it's almost been 2 weeks, right?
No, like week and a half, like a week and a half, yeah. Yep. It's a long time doing podcast days. It's a long time.
Dude, right? It felt like an eternity, dude. So I thought we were going on like a month. I'm like, yeah, man, we haven't cast in a little bit.
Yep. So, yeah, as always, we start off with what we're playing, what we're doing, what we're eating, what we're dreaming about, what we're drinking, anything that we did, right, DJ?
Yes, sir, man. Just the daily routines and stuff like that, man. Start off with what we're up to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. First thing, I guess one of the movies I watched that I remember right now, because I've been busy and I didn't really get to. I guess I can't really remember anything right now. Just been busy. But one of the movies I watched was Free Birds. You remember Free Birds?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm sorry, dude. I had a phone call real quick. I thought I could get away with mutiny. It didn't work.
Cool. Yeah, I just watched Free Birds.
Free Birds, brother. I was saying something. I was like, oh shit, the mic's muted.
Yeah, that's the one I remember. Freebird's funny movie. Still get a kick out of it, and I watch it over. Maybe I'll watch it again. But yeah, it's one of those movies that I could watch over and over again.
Hey man, you can kind of we should send movies back and forth to each other through the mail, bro. Kind of like Redbox or something like that. You know what I mean? Or what's that, like Gamefly?
You know,
we'll mail movies back and forth to each other. Be like, oh man, you got to check this out.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, we live in the same city, and I guess one example is family. You know, you have family members that live real close, but you always see the ones that live farther.
Yeah, right. That's weird, right? That's funny.
Yo, so yeah. Watch Free Birds. Played Deadpool for 360. That game is to me, it's funny. It's a funny game. Just the words, the one liners that he spits out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a funny game. And do you know Deadpool from Marvel?
From Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Deadpool. Is it a comic series?
Yeah, he comes from the comics, and he's actually in the X-Men movie. He's the I forgot what the actor's name was, but he plays Deadpool in the movie.
In which X-Men?
X-Men, no, the Wolverine one, Wolverine movie.
Is it just the Wolverine movie, or is it the X-Men with Wolverine in it? Sorry, brother, I just can't remember. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think, like, Trying to think who's Deadpool on.
Oh, yeah. X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, shit. On Origins?
Yeah. X-Men Origins Wolverine. This is like the. Where they show Wolverine's life.
Mm-hmm.
Remember then he has his brother. What was his brother's name with the Sabretooth?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that movie right there. But I can't remember the actor for Deadpool. But Deadpool is the character is in that movie, and he's the one with the loud mouth, and he's just talking a lot of stuff, and just people are kind of hating on him just because he can't close his mouth.
He's a trash talker, huh?
Yeah. But this game Deadpool. If you like Deadpool, it's pretty good. But if you don't know who he is, he just spits out one-liners, and it's a funny game. Like the cover of the game, it just says he's pointing at himself, and he says, "This is what awesome looks like." So he's just pointing at himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just stuff like that. And if you guys want to Redbox it, I think it is in Redbox. So just you might want to do a one-day rental, one-night rental, and check
it out. Redbox.
Redbox. But yeah, I think do you like Jim Carrey movies?
Yeah, man, dude, I love Jim Carrey, bro.
I kind of think like if you like a Jim Carrey comedy, I think you would like Deadpool.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got that I don't know how would you put it, bro. Jim Carrey's got that something about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe if you listeners have your opinions or thoughts about Deadpool, then you could probably chime in or something like that. And the other one? The other one I got?
My dude says Cyclops, bro. Boo!
Cyclops?
Yeah, he says Cyclops all the way.
Cyclops. Oh, from the X-Men?
Yeah, from X-Men.
Oh, okay. He likes him or?
Yeah, he was like, Cyclops.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and the X-Men movies, I don't really favor Cyclops, you know, because he's wearing those shades.
Dude, I would have to say that, you know, one of my all-time favorite, I guess, superheroes would probably have to be X-Men, man, because I don't like the other superheroes. Maybe like, I like Batman, bro, but like Superman, you know what I mean? All the ones that fly, like the Avenger and stuff like that. I'm not a fan of those ones, you know what I mean? But the X-Men, dude. They were some real niggas, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Did you ever watch the latest Wolverine movie?
I haven't, dude. I hope it's on Netflix, man, so I could check it out.
I think it's a new release, so it might be on Netflix later.
Probably in the next month or so.
Probably, yeah. Yep. Another game I played was Tearaway for the PS Vita.
What was it?
Tearaway? Yeah. It's made by the same people that did Little Big Planet.
Oh, does it got that same kind of crazy character style to it?
Yeah, so it's like a action platformer where it's top down and you just go level after level and just complete missions.
Hell yeah!
But I barely started it, so that's what I'm playing right now. I barely started it, so.
Nice, man. Are you liking it so far?
Yeah, I guess if I play more, then I'll get more into the levels and see what it's all about. So, Tearaway, it's a description about it is it's like a paper world. You know how paper, you do a lot of stuff with the, you make a lot of stuff out of paper, you fold them and just different types of, what's that, a paper hobby that people do? Origami?
Origami?
Origami. It's sort of like that. There's a bunch of paper stuff in the world and you just go through it and it's a, yeah, it's pretty good. I guess the more I play it, the more I can describe it. Tearaway PS Vita, still playing my PS Vita.
Man, I gotta give me one of those, dude.
Yep. So, that's for now. That's what I've been playing. And what about you, DJ? What you been playing, watching, eating, dreaming about? Did you dream about anything?
Shoot, buddy. Like we were talking last podcast, brother, I was gonna start Star Wars 2.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what, man, I'm at about 400,000 on the light side, and on the dark side, I'm about 300,000. So I almost got all stars.
So you just been playing, huh?
Oh man, I've been angry burning it up, dude. I'm getting pretty good, man. But let me tell you what, them shits are hard as hell, man.
That's pretty good, man. So would you recommend it to, I guess would you recommend it to, people that thought Angry Birds was, was overdoing it and they can't get back into it? Would you recommend it to them?
No, man, if you're gonna hate on Angry Birds, man, I mean, you know, I would definitely take a second look at it. I mean, give it that, it's like Candy Crush, brother, to someone, you know what I mean? They like that certain game. It's like Candy Crush, you can't stop playing it. On one hand, I don't like the Candy Crush deal, but I do like Angry Birds. Yeah. You know, I believe they were kind of like the starters, you know what I mean, of the whole little...
Maybe like the whole touch thing?
Yeah, that like the whole little downloadable app, free app type deal, you know what I mean? It was cool. It came out, it made a big impact, and I think it's still got its, you know, its weight and it carries its own, you know, I think it's still a good game. I'll tell you what, man, I can't put it down. Every free chance I get, I'm like, oh shit, I need to get my stars up on this level. So I'm like, I need to get 3 stars, and I'll sit there for like half hour, man. Like, I'll wait to pick up a friend or, you know, I'll just be sitting at a light or something. I'll throw on some Angry Birds, dude, and I'll just.
It's pretty good, yeah, man.
You know, so I've been playing that. Not too much anything on the PS, man. I've been watching a lot of documentaries and stuff on Netflix, man. I've been really hitting a lot of Netflix up. And just trying to do me in the studio, man. Trying to just find my own sound and stuff like that and just really dive deep into it, man. Got me some books and stuff like that to kind of, you know, give me some new knowledge and,
yeah, like some inspiration.
Right, you know, some new insight on things and, you know, I really want to, you know, go to school for my music, production and stuff like that. You know, I want to learn, and get my, like, bachelor's in, you know, music and stuff like that. Hopefully I can get, you know, things going with that. But I've been looking into that. So I've been, you know, just trying to find books that were, you know, worth valuable information to me and get some good things going on. And, you know, when I can get to the right time to make enough money to, you know, pay for my schooling, man, I'll definitely hit that up good and take it online so I don't have to travel anywheres. So I've been looking into that. And,
that's pretty good, man. Just to keep improving.
Yeah. You know, I've been kind of sick, man. I'm not even gonna lie. I've been real down, dude, and sick. I think I got bit by a spider, dude, and it just made me horribly sick, dude. And I just been fighting that, just like getting these real huge dizzy spells and all kinds of weird shit. So haven't been, too active on the online stuff and just interactions and things like that. So I will get back up on that.
Yeah.
I'll definitely dive back up into, you know, just getting things going and, putting out mixes and stuff like that again. Like I said, I'm just trying to battle some personal stuff, but. I'll definitely get back to going full throttle with the music stuff, man. So good news to come for sure is in the future. I don't know when, but, you know, I'll keep you informed first and foremost, Mr. B.
All right.
And, yeah, man, that's, kind of like what I've been doing, man. Yeah. Eating blueberry muffins, bro.
Eating blueberry muffins.
Hashtag the blueberry.
There's for those blueberry muffins, you gotta find like the right one, huh?
Man, dude, I'll tell you what, man. There ain't nothing like grandma's cooking, dude. There ain't nothing like grandma's blueberry muffins.
Does your grandma make blueberry muffins?
Oh, man. Only for me, dude. Especially for me.
It's pretty good, man.
Should I come into the house? I'm like, ooh, shit. I go walking around in the kitchen, and she's in there, and I'm like sniffing around. I'm like, shit, smells good as hell. And she's like, shit, those are for you? And I'm like, no way.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I tell you what, I killed a 6-pack of them muffins, dude, before they were even hot out the oven. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were already spent before they came out.
Yeah. When you went, like your grandma's muffins and you just gotta, it's just the right kind. But if you try and buy a muffin from somewhere else, you know, it's like,
it tastes like shit.
The texture and just the taste and it's just, when it all comes together, it doesn't taste like the good stuff, huh?
It ain't like the home cooking, brother. I'm telling you, ain't nothing like home, dude. Ain't nothing like home.
Yes, sir. Pretty good, man. So DJ is getting this 99 cents worth on Angry Birds, huh?
Yeah, dude. I've been, I'll tell you what. I've been, getting my money's worth on this iPhone 5, brother. I'll tell you that much.
Touching. You've been doing all that touching?
loving the iPhone 5, man. I've thrown it in the water. It amazes me still to this day. You know, to take a $650 phone and just toss it in the water like it ain't shit is really cool, because if shit happens and your phone's in your pocket and someone pushes you in the water, it's okay, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, or if you're riding a motorcycle and it's all right. if it's raining, you know.
Yeah, maybe like real quick, like a few seconds, maybe you could tell the listeners how you waterproofed your phone.
So they sell these cases, and of course, you know, you go to Verizon, they try and sell you that bullshit. Fucking, they give you the whole spiel. Hey, would you like to buy this for $99? And would you like to also add this? And we cannot charge it now, but you can get it today if you like. We'll just, you know, and I'm like, ah, damn it. You already sucked me in, damn it. You know, I fell onto this cover, and he's like, hey, man, this shit's called LifeProof. I was like, what do you mean, LifeProof? And he goes, dude, you can drop it in the water. You can this and that. And I was like, no fucking way. And it's like got this pictures of the snow. People are doing this and that. And I was like, oh, man. So, of course, it was $100. And this is a pretty cool case, man. It's got it's fully sealed. It still boggles me on how it covers the microphones and all that stuff. And you can still hear and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's completely waterproof. And, yeah. You know, so if I drop it in the water, it decides to take a bath, you know, if I'm snowboarding with it, I can definitely use it. And that's so cool. Cause man, dude, I won't take that iPhone on the mountain, dude. If you fall and you get some snow on that shit, it's gone. So
cool, cool. LifeProof for the listeners, right?
LifeProof, brother. LifeProof.
LifeProof your life, buddy.
And tell him DJ Problem sent you, no.
That'd be pretty good, huh, if you tell someone that you recommended them.
Yeah, I don't sponsor him in any way, shape, or form, and I'm, you know, I'm no sponsor for a LifeProof or Verizon, but I do recommend it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you have a kid and they're interested in your phone and walking around with it, tossing it in the toilet, in the drinks, you know, in the food. Don't worry, man. Just washed it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Get $10 off your next bill.
Also, get this. They will pay for your phone if it gets damaged under their certain regulations and stipulations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They will give you another phone if it is damaged within this certain amount of time that you have it. You know, and I'm like, hell, you know, if you pay for me for a new damn phone, that's cool with me.
Yeah.
You know, so... Verizon covers it and warranties it and all that good stuff, and so does LifeProof. So if anything happens, it's fully covered.
Cool, cool. There you go, listeners.
Get it
by LifeProof by DJ Problems.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Cool, cool. Microsoft wants Xbox Live games on iOS and Android.
Ooh, shit.
Is that pretty good?
What a change! What a change!
And I sent you the link. Yeah, so it just says games. Xbox Live games, you know, like the ones you download from the store.
Yeah.
They want to start rolling them out to smartphones just because they're not really full-fledged
versions of the game.
Versions of the game. You could I guess they're touchscreen worthy. So that's why they want to do that.
What do you think about that, Mr. B?
No, I think if it does work on the touchscreen, then I guess they can do it. I think some of those games they can get discovered if you put them on a smartphone, because I can say for myself that I don't really go through the Xbox store and look through games and just see what's out there.
Yeah, I guess if you're not really like a gamer, you wouldn't really be as, you know, geared towards looking through the store to see, oh shit, this new game or that new game, you know.
Yeah, but I can say that I do kind of browse around on the smartphone and the tablet for new games. So if it were to go to those platforms, then I guess I would search more and check them out, and maybe, you know, like demos, and maybe that you may even find some like for 99¢ or something.
Yeah, right. And shoot, try them out, and if you don't like it, it's only 99¢. You know.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're saying a rumor. It's a rumor right now, but the new Matrix trilogy should be coming. Might be coming.
Really.
Yep. And this the new trilogy. This new trilogy is gonna be before the first Matrix.
So this is gonna be the prequel.
So the prequel trilogy Matrix.
I wonder who that guy is on the left.
The bald guy?
Yeah.
You don't remember him on the first one?
No, I don't remember him on the first one. I didn't know there was a bald guy in the first one.
Yeah, he was on the. He was the one that betrays them, and he tries to set a ambush them, so just so he could get back into the Matrix world, you know, because he was tired of living in the real world. You don't remember that guy? Okay. But in the first one, he seems like a good guy, but toward the end, he turns out to be a bad guy just because he doesn't like living in the real world, and he just wants to be a part of the Matrix. Yeah, so he tries to ambush these guys, and he's serious, so that's the bald guy. But three movies from the Matrix would be a prequel to the first Matrix. Would you watch it?
Oh, definitely, man. You know me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, DJ, what you watching? You know I've been doing the Matrix thing.
Yes, sir. I've been doing the prequel.
I've been doing one. I've been doing negative three, negative two, negative one, one, two, and three. And E.T., there's a thing about E.T. and Star Wars. Just because E.T. was made between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi Star Wars movies, they did this a theory. Like, how was it they said it? That E.T. came from Star Wars galaxy.
Really?
Yeah. I guess just to kind of give a quick explanation of this. Let's say E.T. comes to Earth and he befriends a human boy. Remember the boy's name's Elliot? So when they were out for Halloween, E.T. sees a child dressed as Yoda and says, "Home, home." In the movie, it's a throwaway joke, but in this deeper understanding, maybe E.T. was recognizing Yoda from his days in outer space, you know, like a Star Wars.
Oh, shit, that's right.
And then it says later, when they're escaping from the police, you know how E.T. and he makes the bike fly?
Right.
So they're saying that what if he did that just because he has force-like powers?
How else would you explain it, you know?
Yep. Was it like his fingers started glowing,
the tips of his fingers glowed when he touched things or when he tried to make them better,
yep,
or heal them.
So I guess if you do think about it, and I guess you can make sense of it, but they're just saying they're just like it's like, wow, it kind of connects the dots to each other.
Yeah, man, that explains everything, because like, you know, when they travel to the other worlds in Star Wars and stuff, like Tatooine and stuff like that, like
yep,
all in the bars and all those weird aliens and shit like that, dude. There's just so many walks of life, and E.T. could have been one of them, man. He could have been like on the planet, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what about this, bro? This is a pretty deep one to, you know, to kind of go off track. But, you know, what about the Coneheads, man? They were about the same time, too. They had the whole mind control thing and the whole power, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right, man.
So what if that was, you know, what if it all could have been in this inner circulatory interstellar shit, you know?
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool if like later in the years they reveal that, like, oh yeah, Coneheads, E.T. and Star Wars, they were all made up from each other.
Yeah, man.
Next story, Google fights back against proposed bans of Google Glass while driving. So they're fighting back against court, saying that it's okay to drive with your Google Glass on your face.
Why wouldn't it be okay?
They're saying that the law is like, no, you can't be looking at a TV screen or a screen while driving. So they're thinking that why, you know, there's crazy people out there, but they're thinking that you're probably watching something on your Google Glass while driving.
Let me ask you this, brother. So then what is it smart to put those damn screens in the fucking cars on all these brand new cars that they're supposedly ensuring that are government safety test rating and this and that? Okay, so you got a 5.5-6 inch in dash double den, and they're saying you can't look at the screens, but then yet all these people are on fucking Sirius radio, on you know what I mean, all these damn things, doing Facebook from the car, checking their messages on their phone from the car, all this shit.
Yeah.
So that don't make no sense to me. That sounds like some bullshit just for someone to squawk about
Google Glass.
Yeah, just to give Google a hard time, bro. I think that sounds like some shit.
Yeah. And I guess they could easily see that you're wearing this. That's why they're fighting against it, just because people would wear it, and it is good for directions.
Hands-free device, bro. They should be encouraging that. Say, hey, guess what? You don't have to be on your phone. You're on this little fucking eyes piece device.
Yep.
Instead of, you know, looking down, you can stare at the road and stare at a screen with one eye. Hey, dude, you might get one of those cross eyes while you're driving. What if you get a cross eye while you're driving, dog? You show up somewhere and one eye's all fucking crooked and shit, and the other one's all straight from looking at the road, but the other one's looking at the screen. Oh, sorry, bro. I thought that was funny.
That is good, man. That's good, man.
You show up, you're like, man, what's wrong with your eye? Oh, man, this Google Glasses, man, I tell you what, bro. Well, it's making your fucking eye crooked, bro.
You know. And then probably when something happens to that, then they're going to sue Google.
Oh, yeah. Hey, buyer beware, bro. They got those products for Apple, you know?
Yep.
They got the user agreement and whatnot.
Yes, sir. And since you brought up the screens and all that on in front of you in your vehicle, California, I guess they banned anything with screens in your car.
Uh-huh.
So like you couldn't use a GPS, you couldn't use your phone or anything like that. So they're saying right now that it's okay for drivers to use little screens right now. So you can use like your GPS and your smartphone for navigation.
You can't.
You can now. Before it wasn't okay. It was banned. So now it's okay to look at your screens as navigation for navigation in your vehicles in California.
Well, that's good. California has strict laws, man. They even have strict laws for, you know, I know it's not a good thing, but like street racing and shit like that, you know, you can't have your car more than lower than like 22 inches, I think, or something like that, or 26 inches and you can't have certain headlights. You can't have certain this. You got to have all kinds of 50 state legal smog stickers on your car if you have performance parts, this and that. So, I mean, they'll pull you over for just to look under your hood, man. They take a good peek under your hood and you have some shit you're not supposed to. They'll crush your car, dude. You know that?
No, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, man. They'll crush your shit right then and there. They'll just take it and crush it. They don't care.
Crush it.
Anyways.
like even if you're still paying on it, they'll crush it?
Oh, bro, if it's a Honda and stuff like that and you've got it souped up and you're not supposed to have certain things on it,
uh-huh.
You know, they'll step out, dude, with a tape measure and they'll say, hey, bro, your car's headlights has to be a minimum of this certain height.
Oh, snap.
So they'll just, dude, they'll take your car, they'll impound it and smash it.
And they'll put it on YouTube.
Oh, bro, do you know how heartbreaking it is to probably put all your hopes and dreams into your car, dude? You race in one night. You just so happen to get caught up. I know street racing, you know, I love street racing. Dude, that shit's not a crime to me, but you know, shit happens and they'll just take your shit and crush it, dude. I'd be so pissed. Someone took my car and crushed it. I would be out for some blood.
You know, all that hard work and money, huh?
Yeah, man. Especially cause shit, if you're a young kid, man, in your teens or twenties, shit, someone smashes your hopes and dreams, man. I'd be pretty pissed off, you know?
Yep, if you're a young lad.
Okay, yeah.
Was the last time you heard somebody use that?
Oh, dude. Yeah, right now.
Young lad. Yes, sir. Yeah, you're talking about Nissan's. Nissan's camera equipped rear view mirror provides clear view in low light. You know how your rear view mirror, you have that little switch, you put it down, then it kind of like the mirror kind of gets at another angle where it's not too bright for headlights right. Back you.
Right.
But instead of angling down and providing a different view from the mirror, it's going to turn on the whole thing will become a video screen, and you could see what's behind you just from using the camera that's in back of your vehicle.
Dude, that's so awesome. You know why? Because you don't have to worry about like staring at what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like in the sense of like you're looking behind you, but from a front view. So you're looking forward back at you, but right now you're just looking back at you, you know, on the second screen, basically. You're looking just back at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know what I mean by that? It's not like turning your head around to look what's behind you. It's just like you look, basically, it'd be like if you had eyes in the back of your head.
Yeah.
So you could have your Google Glass eye, bro, staring at that screen, and you could have one staring at the road, you know what I mean?
That's right. I have a bunch of screens in your vehicle.
Oh, shit, man. Not only do you have navigation on the Google Glass, but you got the rearview mirror to check if there's any cops behind you, brother, in that. And then you got one eye staring at the road.
Yeah.
That's multitasking.
That was funny how you said it at the beginning.
How I was looking behind you, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that, though, you know?
Yeah. It's just the way you said it was funny.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. And speaking about driving fast and cars and cool cars and videos and all that, Fast and Furious 7 to resume production in April.
Well, that's going to be crazy, man. I wonder how that's all going to pan out, because that's sad to say that Paul Walker's gone, man, you know?
Yep. And I think in this one, they're going to actually, he's going to actually have his character, Brian, is going to
kind of have like a falling out, just kind of like going away type deal.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So are you up to date with the Fast and the Furious movies?
Shit, brother. You know, the last Fast and the Furious I ever watched was probably the Fast and the Furious 4 after Tokyo Drift.
Uh-huh.
That was probably the last one where they're in Mexico and shit and they're running around and doing that. Maybe is that 5? Is that 5?
So, might be, yeah, like, no, that's the fourth one.
Is that the fourth?
Yeah, the fourth one.
Dude, that's probably the last one. I really even haven't sat down fully and watched that, bro. But, man, I'll tell you what. I used to watch the Fast and the Furious 1 on tape. I still got it on VHS, brother. Oh. If I ever come across a VHS player, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, I have like about 50 movies that I'm dying to watch. So I used to watch the Fast and the Furious like religiously, man. I used to just rewind it, put it back on, rewind it, put it back on, dude. And that was some VHS days, man, where you had to rewind it, you know?
Yeah, where you had to
Shit, you had to wait that 15, 20 minutes for that son of a bitch to rewind before you could. And then you're like, oh, shit, I went too far. God damn it. And you got to watch all the previews again and shit. Yeah, and then you got to fast forward it.
Be kind, rewind. And maybe you can watch E.T. on your VHS, buddy.
E.T., Home Alone, you know what I mean?
Home Alone. That's right. Another movie that they're coming out with, that they're working on, Warner Brothers, is working on a Minecraft movie.
Minecraft. Is it going to be all 8-bit like that?
It probably will be, yep. Minecraft for the young generation. Did you ever watch anybody play Minecraft?
To be honest with you, brother, I haven't really taken a peek at that, honestly.
You're out of the loop?
I'm out of the loop, man.
You're a young lad that's out of the loop, huh?
Yes, sir, I'm a young lad out of the loop.
But this old guy, he's getting pretty old. Tony Hawk, his next game is going to be on the touchscreen, smartphone or tablet.
Is that the new Nokia phone? Is that the Engage?
No, that's the I think that's the last game that he had on a phone.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, so that's why they're showing a picture of that. That's one of the last games that he had on a phone. And the other games, you know how they were like for 360 and PlayStation?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they're saying he's not gonna make the game for the big consoles, he's gonna make it for the touch screen.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Get all those youngins involved in the touch screen gaming, you know, game boarding.
Oh, like skateboarding, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
This next story, you're gonna like it, buddy. Netflix creates a hack for pausing video when you fall asleep for all your late night binge watching, buddy. Documentary binge watching. If you're watching a movie and they're gonna have like a sensor that scans your eyes, so if your head nods,
no way, dude.
Netflix will pause, and if it's paused long enough, it'll turn off itself.
My TV does that, dude.
Does it?
Yeah, mine doesn't too. If Netflix is on for too long, or if I've been watching a movie or whatever, and I fall asleep, I'll wake up and the TV will be off. If Netflix is sitting there and it's like, are you still watching? And then if you don't click it for a while, it just turns off, dude. The PlayStation will turn off after like maybe an hour. If you're not watching it, and then my TV, after it goes to HDMI 2, it'll stay on for maybe an hour or 30 minutes or something like that, and then it'll turn itself off as like a energy saver mode.
Oh, okay, so if you're like not interacting with it, then it'll turn off?
Right.
Pretty good. Well, if you're, I don't know how to go into the next story, so. Rent a New York City apartment by the hour.
What?
New York City apartment you can rent by the hour.
What the hell would you want to do that for, bro?
have no idea.
Oh, I do. I know. Just in case you got a little menage a twiz going down, dog, you need to fly into New York for an hour, and you're like, hey, guess what? Come over to my crib. You're like, oh, you live here? Yeah, don't worry about it. You can rent it for a couple hours and bounce.
I was waiting for you to get that part so you could do it.
That's something I would definitely not be using, dude. You don't fucking waste your money on shit like that, dude. Damn.
Hey, DJ, what'd you do this weekend? Nah, I went out to New York City.
Rented a fucking spot for an hour, dude. That sounds like a scam. Yo, can you imagine how that conversation came out? I can just see a bunch of people sitting around a fucking big table, dude, in like a global office, and someone's just like, dude, I got it. Let's make an app where someone rents an apartment for an hour, or they can rent it for a day. It's almost like a hotel, but it's not. And we'll all invest in this apartment, make it real nice, and we'll all split it.
Yeah.
And charge an outrageous amount for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's do it, let's do it.
And then, you know, someone's going to be like, you know what, there's this place in New York, there's an app on your iPhone, bro, and you can rent a badass apartment for like an hour or two, dude.
Deal. And it says they'll whatever happens to it, they're going to clean it afterwards and make it beautiful again. So you can go in and party for an hour and then take off.
Yeah, dude, it says, okay, there are some, are those folks gone? Now let's get down on what this is really about. Rentable sex space. Oh my God.
That's right, buddy.
Wow. Good jobs. Good jobs. Keeping the people employed, man.
Keeping the people faithful.
faithful followers, bro.
Faithful.
Now that's a Facebook following right there, dude.
Yo, since you're talking about renting an apartment for an hour, would you like to see a purple dongle?
a purple what? A
purple dongle.
What's that, a dongle port?
Roku, they are going to make a purple dongle. Sort of like what's the Chromecast, you know, that little like USB stick?
Yeah, like Google Chrome, like Google TV and stuff like that.
Yes, sir. So Roku's gonna make that. So Roku's gonna make that, and you could just get your purple dongle and plug it into your HDMI port and back of your TV and start watching Roku stuff.
Oh shit! And you can Wi-Fi it, bro.
Wi-Fi it out. Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi for life.
Dude, me and a friend were talking about. We were talking about the burrito and Wi-Fi thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, can you imagine like 10, 20 people standing around that thing? And the connection starts getting low and people start getting hostile and shit with burritos.
Yeah.
They're just like smacking and punching people. Get away from my Wi-Fi spot. You know, just end up having a food fight there all over some Wi-Fi.
And what would be smart if that happens, you know, and then when the Wi-Fi starts sensing that it's a slow connection.
Yeah.
It could send like a little message to your phone or wherever you're using, and it could say like, oh, this is slowed down a little bit. Why don't you grab another burrito?
You know what? It should dispense, it should dispense like tear gas around there, like mace or something. I can see it like a light with roaches, man. As soon as the light comes on, all the roaches scatter. But after the light's been on for a little while, the roaches come back.
Yep.
Not as many, bro, but some come back. You know what I mean? So that's just enough to bring a new crowd in. They're like, all right, well, next time the bomb goes off, you know, we'll see who can survive.
Yeah, I think this burritos and Wi-Fi story is going to be with the Rot Pod for a long, long time, buddy. a few more stories. Facebook looks to buy a drone company for atmospheric satellites. So they're going to buy this company that makes drones, and these drones are going to have solar panels on it. So these drones will be flying up in the sky, saying up to 5 years without landing, and they'll be able to relay communications at a lower cost than using satellites that are in outer space.
Is that legal?
Yeah, just as long as they're, I think they said that they're gonna fly these drones in at an altitude where it's like the space is not used.
Oh, at a certain altitude where nobody's using the airspace?
Yeah. So I think it's above what, commercial, airlines use.
Let me ask you this. What if one of those suckers hits a bird or some shit?
Then, I don't know. Maybe if it's... Yeah.
Sir, we've lost connection. What happened? I'm fucked. I think we hit a bird.
We hit a bird.
You know, what if it hits a bad storm, you know?
Yeah. What if it hits a Dinobot from Transformers?
Oh, shit. You never know. You never know, man. Yes, Optimus sir. Prime, Neo, hey, for instance, Neo could be flying around the joint, you never know.
Oh, yeah, and the -3, -2, -1 movies, huh?
Yeah, man, you know, in the prequel, he's coming back to the future, man, with the legacy business, so.
Yes, sir. That's right, Facebook. Don't buy it. Think about the superheroes. Think about Thor.
Yeah.
Think about the Avengers' airplane. Remember that big old plane that they travel in?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, buddy. So Facebook, don't do it. Don't do it. Two more real quick stories.
What's this?
This involves chips, microchips, CPU chips, processing chips. Samsung will make 6 and 8 core chips. That's pretty cool. It's amazing, man. 6 to 8 cores? That's pretty insane. So these might be 1.5 gigahertz for each core.
Damn, dude.
No, actually, 1.5 gigahertz for 4 cores, and then the other 4 is going to be 2.1 gigahertz. That's pretty crazy. And they're going to put these in smartphones and tablets.
Yeah, it says it attempts to maximize performance while minimizing power consumption by offloading performance intensive tasks to a faster CPU core and leaving a lighter, less important task to slower but more power-efficient cores like the A7s. That's cool, man.
Yep.
That's pretty efficient, man. That's crazy shit.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's 6 and 8 cores. That stuff's amazing, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's big.
Yep.
That's, surprisingly, for, like, the processor, you know what I mean? That's crazy, dude.
Yep. And the next story following that is Qualcomm. They are making 8-core processing chips also.
Wow, dude, and they said they've leaped ahead of Apple, too, so that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I think Apple had a, what did they have? I think Apple had a quad-core, 4-core, 64-bit chip. And I think these, the Samsung, the story just before this one, I think these ones are 30, they might be 32-bit. They are 60, the Samsung 6 and 8 core chips are also 64-bit. And then the Qualcomms are also 64-bit. So these processing chips are much better than the Apples, because the Apples are quad-core 64-bit.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yes, sir. So it's not just Apple that's innovating, but other companies as well are trying to make everything better, faster, use less battery power.
Shit, because we all know how many fucking times I'm sitting there close to the iPhone charger because I need to charge it up.
Yes sir. So you didn't get to watch any movies in the theaters or anything like that?
No, buddy, actually I haven't. Like I said, I just been kind of doing the Netflix thing most, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you sign on and stuff and see me up on there, you know, from sun up to sundown.
Yep.
You know, just doing the Netflix things. I didn't realize this, but you know, just amongst browsing through the sections that they have on, like, recommendations and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
If you search for movies and shit like that and go in depth to them, like, if you really, like, know what you're looking for or just kind of, like, have an idea, they really actually have some good movies in Netflix, man, that I really didn't know they had, you know? So yeah. I've just been kind of diving into those and just checking out crazy shit. I was watching this documentary, actually, about glassblowing.
And, I think I've seen like one episode, or not a documentary, but how they did it on how it's made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool.
So, I mean, you know, it gets interesting. And of course, you know, that shit's, it's art, man. You know, some people can see it as, oh, well, you're just a fucking stoner and you just like it because it's a fucking pipe. No, I mean, if you really know the art and culture of it all, I mean, what's art? What the fuck is art to you? You know what I'm saying? It could be anything. It could be a car that's rusted up and shit, and somebody set it in the ground upside down, and it's halfway sticking out, and they say that's art.
Yeah.
You know, somebody could throw, I mean, as cliche as this sounds, you know, somebody could throw shit on a fucking poster or on a wall and be like, that's art. You know what I mean? So you get into some deep glass blowing and shit like that. There's some pretty cool stuff in there, man. There's a lot of people that have some talents, and they said that there was about like 50 million glass blowers or something like that. 50,000 glass blowers as of like whenever they recorded that. So it's pretty crazy, man. There's some pretty cool shit in there. They had some, fine work in that documentary. So it's pretty cool, man.
Cool, cool. Movies, real quick. Now playing in theaters, Lego Movie, Monuments Men, That Awkward Moment, Ride Along, Vampire Academy, Labor Day, Lone Survivor, The Nut Job, Frozen, Jack Ryan, RoboCop, I, Frankenstein, and what's opening this week, this coming week, Friday, 300, Rise of an Empire. You gonna watch that?
What's that?
300, Rise of an Empire. Have you seen the first one, 300?
I haven't, brother.
Okay, well, yeah, this is the second one. 300, Rise of an Empire, Mr. Peabody and Sherman, Grand Piano. Those are the new ones that are coming out this weekend. And Redbox, what's most popular in Redbox right now? Thor, Nebraska, Ender's Game, Riddick, Escape Plan, Runner Runner, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and Rush. And new releases that came out yesterday, because today's Wednesday, About Time, Dallas Buyers Club, Freebirds, Baggage Claim, Old Boy, Hours, and Justice League War. So DJ, you could actually Redbox Freebird right now, buddy.
I could Redbox it. Can you? Can we mail it back and forth to each other?
No, yeah. Easy there, buddy. Easy.
Hashtag Rescue 911, bro.
Rescue 911. And we had a listener of the Rock Pod. Why ain't Metallica touring?
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting topic to bring up, man. I was definitely interested to hear about that.
Yeah, and they right now they are doing a tour, but it's on the eastern side of the world. I think they're calling it through the Never Tour. So they're going through like Russia and Montreal and all that. So nice. They're not actually touring the United States. They're just touring the other countries where they say they have the most fans out there. That's why they're touring out there. Do you believe that they have the most fans, most loyal fans out there instead of the United States?
I could see that, man. You know why?
Why is that?
Because the world's a lot bigger than the U.S., brother.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that people are more, I wouldn't say necessarily, like, more dedicated to the music.
Yeah.
In other countries, bro, but it's definitely, there's definitely more love for music. I like, from my perspective, you know, I think there's more love for music throughout the whole world, more than the United States, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I could see that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point, that there's a bigger world than what's here in the United States.
Right, you know, that's like saying, you know, well, I have fans here in Albuquerque. Well, it's like, bro, well, I have fans across the whole, whole world. And then that's pretty impressive, you know, when people across the world are following you, bro, instead of just here in the United States, because, you know, it's much more than just here at home, you know?
Yeah, think outside the box, right?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, just a few examples. Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Paraguay, Chile, Argentina, Finland, and Sweden. Some of the places they're going. And, yeah, so that's the latest news on Metallica. DJ's coughing.
Oh, my buddy's coughing.
Oh, okay. DJ's buddy's coughing. Yes, sir.
PDG says, what's up, Mr. B?
Oh, PDG. What's up, PDG?
He says, what's up?
Yeah, I can hear him a little bit.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, PDG, you like Metallica?
I like who?
Metallica.
Yeah, I do.
All right. What have you been listening to lately?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've actually been bumping some of that Ty Dolla $ign.
Ty Dolla $ign?
Yeah. You ever heard of him?
Not right offhand. Not right now, no.
He's got a song, he's got this song with Wiz Khalifa called Orna. That shit's a banger. Check it out.
Cool. Yeah, maybe you could link to it on Twitter or Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to you.
Pretty good. Cool. Alrighty. And one thing I want to mention right now, DJ.
Yeah, what up?
Yes, sir. T-Mobile, they, you know how they started the whole low price and getting off contract and stuff like that?
Hold on. I kind of remember, but help me to remember, brother. Like, kind of refresh me on what we were talking about.
Okay, and that is kind of like what over the past episodes what we've been talking about. Like but in general, I just wanted to mention that T-Mobile has actually started something for the wireless carriers to, you know, if it wasn't for T-Mobile, then Verizon and Sprint wouldn't be trying to step it up right now.
Uh huh.
So the reason why I'm saying that is because, like, Verizon, they're actually going to start, like, you know how they gave did you ever get some information on getting more data from your plan?
Yeah, Verizon sent me an email saying that they were going to step it up to 3 gigs and shit for me.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, just stuff like that, just little by little. And, it's going to start to improve just because of T-Mobile actually starting, you know, how they did like, no more contracts and, prepaid stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it's kind of like a shout out to T-Mobile for getting this thing going and making it better for consumers, for customers, making it easier and less price and more options. You feel me, blood?
Yeah, I feel you, blood.
cool. Alrighty. DJ.
Yes, sir.
Number 54, buddy.
Number 54. I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. Have you guys reached 50 yet?
Yeah.
Serious. Alright, real quick, you have anything else to, any anything to say?
Shit. Stay motivated, people.
Cool. DJ.
Yes, sir.
Wintergreen or spearmint?
Wintergreen.
shit, yo, I just had a pack of gum. Spearmint. Did you say spearmint?
Wintergreen or spearmint?
I think it's spearmint, brother. Yeah.
Spearmint.
Yeah, I guess you could say spearmint, peppermint, whichever you want to do. I don't like the wintergreen, bro, because it fucking leaves a bad taste in your mouth after 20, 30 minutes. That shit falls apart, dude.
All right, DJ, any last words?
Shit, brother. Man, I don't really have much. I don't really have much right now.
Yes, sir. Tell number 55. See you guys later. Laters.
Later.